Have you guys had challenges? This is like a breakup situation. Like, how do we get through? How do we get through this?
Have we had that?
Yes, we have.
When? Because I don't think we have.
Awkward.
What's going on, everybody? It's Sid and Soph. We're back in the pod. Whoa. That's
not real, is it? That's not how you're starting.
We're not actually starting like that,
no.
Are we?
No, I was just having a little fun.
That is how we're starting. We always start when we don't know we're starting. We're on, Jordan.
Jordan, we're
on.
We're in.
Jordan.
We've been on, though, for a while.
He's like, where do you mean? Where are we?
Jordan Hagel.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Jordan Bagel Hagel. I always have to remember Bagel Hagel. How are we?
Bagel Hagel, chicken nugget, chicken tender, Mr. Cheese, Giordano, Jordan.
Also known as Sid's boyfriend.
Da, 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 da. This is who I date. This is who I hang with. This is who I get a little freaky. Hey. That's a song we wrote together before this.
Are we done yet?
He's like, Jordan, who are you? Who are you? Hi. People want to know your
Sydney's
voice.
Boyfriend. Well, I was
no,
on an
who are you
really
besides Sydney's boyfriend?
You've got more than that for your identity.
I was on an episode a year ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Was it that long ago?
We got new listeners now, baby.
Wow, lots of new. Yeah, you guys have grown. You have your own studio. This is my first time in the studio.
I know. Shout out Ben. In.
It's no longer in the house, which is nice.
No.
You guys, we're happy to be back. We are one episode away from our 100th episode. Holy
Jesus.
Oh, I'm
not the 100th episode.
No, you're not. Sorry.
No,
we love you, though.
We purposely were like, Jordan cannot be 100.
Nah.
Nah, just kidding.
Sorry, bud.
But if you are really quick, Minneapolis-based, we will be hosting a little live episode in our new studio. So come visit. It'll be November 12th, probably around 4 or 5 p.m. So stay tuned on the Instagram. Other than that, that's all we're going to say because some of y'all don't listen right from Minneapolis. So
how many people can fit in here?
I don't know.
We're
going
to. I think we're going to cap it at like,
you're
going
to have to cap
40
or something.
Yeah.
We are. What was that? Oh my God. I lose my train of thought every time. This is so sad.
Girl.
If it's like a hard work day, every little thought that comes in my head and then it floats away like a little like chicken string and you're like, why? Wait,
chicken
come
string?
Back.
Chicken string.
I'm not hungry. I don't know. Wait, a chicken string. You've never heard of a chicken string before?
No.
Okay, everyone, shut the fuck up. I have a question.
Okay.
Jordan, what are your passions? Who are you? Like, what do you do for a living? What are your hobbies? Let's just like, I want to hear a little bit more about you.
About me? Okay.
Yeah.
So my name is Jordan Hagel from White Bear Lake, Minnesota. I went to college at Winona, and then I did basically the evolution of living in Minnesota, which is you go to Uptown, and then you go to Northeast, and then you go to Downtown, and then you go find a suburb. Yep. So, yep, that's what I did. I really love to golf. I am now also a podcaster.
Woo-wee!
I'm following in your footsteps, both of you.
What's your podcast, and what's it about?
The Member Guest Podcast. It's about all things golf, really. We're still just getting off of our feet. We got this studio out of the house, and now the Member Guest Podcast studio is in the house. In the garage. It's in the golf simulator.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So really big into golf. I love my awesome girlfriend. I like to travel a lot, do a lot of travel. I sell construction monitoring software, essentially, for a startup here out of Minneapolis. I was employee number 3. I just had my 3-year anniversary. So been doing that for 3 years, typically done software sales in the past. And then I do a little bit of cryptocurrency investing for myself and others. And that's me.
I'm
a dad of 2.
He's just a simple guy.
I'm
so
a dad
simple.
Of 2.
He's a simple
dad
guy.
Dad of 2. Tell us more.
Yep.
I didn't
Scotty
know
and Mixon.
Scotty and Mixon, the cats.
Scotty
little sugars.
The cats.
Okay, but can I say.
I know you guys miss them.
Can I say that every single person that meets them, minus Sophie, she's the only solo, says that they're like, we're not cat people, but I love your cats.
That's what people say about everything when they're trying to be nice.
No.
I'm not a kid person, but your kid is the cutest kid I've ever seen. I'm like, bullshit.
They're like, here's my kid. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah. You're like, that thing is ugly. how
kids
do you
are
feel
cute.
About Jordan starting a podcast? Are you like,
I
bitch? Or are you like, go, honey. I
at first, I was like, are you effing kidding me? Seriously? No, at first I was like, what the heck? You gave me some, you know, like, what the heck are you doing when I started? But then I was like, we're in such a different spot now 2 years later that I'm like, I'm really excited for him because it's a kind of a niche within like the podcast area.
That's what I was going to say.
For what you're talking about. So I think it's a great I think it's a great thing. I just think I remember when we started too, you're like, you want to jump in everything so fast and everything is going to be done and it's going to be perfect. And you're like, whatever, you just kind of got to do it. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's like that's my advice to you. So I'm excited to watch you do it.
I'm excited too, because that is such a niche. So like anyone who listens or knows about golf is going to want to listen, which is awesome. I don't know another podcast golf, but I also but wouldn't.
There actually are a lot.
It's a niche. Well. Yeah. It's a niche. It is. No, but I think it is for the area you're talking about. But anyhow.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay, so here's how today's going to work. I have a few questions. The audience just wants to know. Like, I want to ask, like, how you guys met, challenges, things like that. We're going to play a fun little game later on in the episode to kind of break up the questions. And then we're going to go back to some listener questions that people wrote in. And some of these are funny. Some of them are sexual. Some of them are emotional. We're getting everything, okay?
I love it.
So I know you guys have explained this before. So maybe a quick recap on how you met.
Do you want to do straight canon moments or no?
Oh my god!
I was wondering where you were going. I was like,
you guys.
Uh-oh, Sophie.
We absolutely have to do straight canon moments. I have a great one.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, so rewind. Everyone.
Okay, wait. I remember what I was going to say when my brain fart happened. I was going to say, if you don't already follow us on Instagram, go there, because that's where we communicate like day-to-day things. Like if we're doing a giveaway, if we're going to have an event, all those things, it's easily communicated on Instagram. So go there. Okay.
Okay, straight kind of moments. What you guys sit up for?
Well, I just wanted to talk about something special. Two things. One is just quick. I wanted to give a shout out to Lizzie Wells. You know you're out there. You've sent us messages. You actually are from Minneapolis. And I just want to shout you out because you're a badass bee. She's got a lot going on in her life. And she reaches out to us and she's a huge fan. So I just want to shout her out because she's an OG listener too.
Love that.
Yeah. But I was going to say my straight kind of moment is that I got an email from a straight candid listener to do a meeting, and they were very polite. Her name is Lindsay. She reached out. She was like, I really love the podcast. I would really like to meet with you about, you know, careers and talk to you about your path. Would you want to meet?
I just got goosebumps. It's like a little life coaching moment.
That's what I was going to say. And I'm like, this is so exciting because I'm like, oh my God, really? Like, okay. And so I got on the call with her. And funny thing is I presented at the U for an old ad club that I was in and class. And I'm like, I had a deck ready about all I was going to talk about and all my advice. And I was like, oh, let's just look at my deck that I did. And then let's go through it. And she's like, yeah, you already answered all my questions, because it was like all of that. And I'm like, oh my God. And it was so fun. And she was so cute and passionate and such a freaking hustler. So shout out, Lindsay. I know you're listening to this. I just thought that was so cool.
How did you feel?
I felt good. I like helping people. I like guiding people. I like helping people find themselves, because for me, I didn't know who I was. And I felt really, really lost at one point not very long ago. And granted, we're always searching for ourselves. Absolutely. But I think it's cool that we kind of like, we really know each other and know ourselves deeper than we have, any time before this podcast, I think. So I enjoy it. I had a lot of fun.
Girl, it's the start.
I know. That's why I was like, oh my God. And truly, as you get older and you allow things to just happen and you take opportunities, I think things happen in your life that you never thought you would do or never thought you could do. And they just kind of fall in your lap, and you have to, it's just how you utilize them. It's how you push them out and create something out of it.
And pay attention to how you feel, like when you feel your best and when you feel like valued. Like for example, maybe Sid's used to giving her sister advice and you're like, I feel good doing this. Like I feel like myself, I feel like I could take this somewhere, and then you can make it into something. Like I know. That's amazing.
I know. So. And you've always been telling me, you're like, get on your shit and then, girl, I'll be the other side.
I could see, I know. That. I could see a little team action here.
I know. Also, I caught up on my texts.
I think you said that last episode.
Oh, did I? Incredible. No, I don't think I did.
I just heard it because I was so excited for you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm like
so pumped.
You guys, I had texts from a year ago. That's messed up.
Oh no, I saw it on your Instagram story.
Oh yeah, that's why.
I was like, I've heard your voice say this before.
Like, did I say it? I'm like, deja vu. But anyway, I think that's a really big deal, because if you're stressing right now and you're listening right now and you have texts from a year ago or whenever, it's psychotic. Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I think you may be the only one who
Lindsay said she did too.
I think she was just being relatable. I'm going to be honest.
I got to hop in. I definitely have texts from like a year ago.
Wait,
like,
really? That you haven't opened?
Yeah, Ben left me on red for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did leave Jordan on red for a while. I'm sorry, Jordan.
So bad.
But it's
in
not
my
a purpose.
Time of need. I needed a little help with starting the podcast. And after we do like two episodes, Ben goes, hey. I'm like, oh, that's convenient, Ben. No, it's all so funny. It's all funny. It's all good.
You gotta play a little hard to get like that bad.
I know,
exactly.
I do too.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What's your straight canna moment?
My straight canna moment. Sorry, Jordan, you can speak soon. We're not quite there yet.
We're like, oh, stop. Oh, sorry, Jordan. Nope. Not yet.
Oh, wait. My straight canna moment is so this past week, I guess it was Wednesday, it was my boyfriend's birthday. Plant Daddy's 25th. Yes, he's young as fuck.
Oh my God, wait, he didn't turn 26?
I wasn't going to say his age and it just came out.
You're older than him, right?
Yeah. I was going to say I'm 29.
You're 30, right?
How old am I?
She's not 30.
I think
oh
I'm
my
20,
God, Jordan.
I think I'm 27.
You are.
Okay.
I keep track of your...
Yep. But so I booked this like cute little igloo Airbnb and we were going to have so much fun. We were so excited. We went there. Amazing. Like cutest little area out in the wilderness. We noticed like some cats walking around. I'm like, okay, no one told me there's going to be cats here, but like whatever. No big deal. We hot tub. I've been having kind of like a lower sex drive and I've talked about that lately with the birth control transition. Like I just haven't been feeling very freaky. And so I was like, okay, it's his birthday. Like I got to perform, especially after I read Ben's text to Pat for his birthday. Ben texted Pat and said, he doesn't even know I saw this, which is funny, but it was up on his phone. Ben goes to Pat. What did you said? If I don't know, if for some reason Sophie isn't banging you tonight, let me know because I will. Are you kidding me? And I'm like, I gotta deliver, boy.
You know what? He didn't even respond to me.
Really?
Oh, that's off the table.
How'd it feel, Ben?
Honestly, it hurt. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So I decided to overnight this Amazon game. Y'all can buy it if you're needing a little something. It's called Loopy, and it's like a sex couple game, like a foreplay game. It goes to different levels. So we're playing this game, right? I'm like hoping it turns me out a little bit. And it did. I was like, oh my God, it's working. Like,
wait, fun. I want
to be able
that
to have
game.
Sex. You guys should. It's called Loopy on Amazon. Overnighted it. And it starts with like talk questions. Then it goes to kisses. Then it goes to foreplay. And then it's literally sex positions. Like it's fun. And you like spin the wheel. It's fun.
Wait,
it's
I
want
to get
time.
It. That sounds fun.
You have to be very open because it makes you like role play and shit. Yeah, it's cool though.
You have to be a plumber.
Uh-huh. Shit like that. No. I remember that. But so I'm like, yes, it's working. So we begin. And I'm like, right when we start having sex, immediately, like D&V, right away, all of a sudden, a fucking cat is in the igloo.
What?
In the igloo, right next to me. Total cock block, total ruin the mood. I'm like,
how'd it get in there?
It was sneaking underneath the door. And so then all night long, the cats were pawing, and they would sneak in. And I'd wake up with a cat on my face.
No, stop.
Nope, not kidding. It was amazing, but the cats were just but I was like so pumped. And then this cat just cock blocked, and yep, there was that. So
you guys didn't finish it out after?
We did. It just took a little bit more to like get back. I got to start playing the game again, start back at level one. Like, fuck.
Give me card one.
Yeah,
God,
give me card one.
It.
And I was like, no.
Wait, weird that there was this like cats running around in this random
igloo.
And
I was like, now I'm going to be itchy. Like, go wash your hands. Ugh.
I would like to say that, yes, we are in Minnesota, but no, this was not actually an ice igloo. This is a plastic igloo.
Yeah, yep.
We do not have ice yet. Thank you.
No, we do not.
People, I've literally been to California and people were like, so do you guys like have year or snow year round? I'm like, do you know that there's Canada's above us, by the way?
Did you know it was 80 degrees a couple days ago?
Yeah, I'm like,
November.
Okay, all right. No, we don't live in igloos. Thank you, though.
Jordan, do you have a straight canna moment?
Yes.
me and Sid are so used to like, blah, 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 blah. Jordan leaves the pause.
Room for speaking. I'm like, hello, hello, let's go.
I guess mine would be,
Just have your microphone up a little bit higher.
Aren't you a podcaster? Come on, bro.
Well, ours. We have ours in a stand.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Okay.
Fancy
bougie.
Stands.
Yeah,
and you go like this. Yeah. I'm never going to stop doing that now that I have a podcast. Mine was dressing up as Sydney for Halloween being, I guess, utterly embarrassed. Like, I thought it would be a lot more funny, which it was. We won the costume contest. It was great. I think everybody loved it. But for me, I was like dressed up as my girlfriend. And I had like my little belly pouch hanging out between my tights and my, you know, my sports bra, and having a wig. I don't know. It was just really like in a okay way humiliating. It was just kind of fun. I mean, it was funny, but it was also like,
do it.
The moment we were in the car, it's just silent, riding like this, and I've got a fake wig on. A Bitcoin hat, and he's just got a wig on, and we're going around a turn, and you know, when you lean, was like, what?
He had like a padded sports bra on, and it was just the whole thing. So
okay, question.
That was probably it.
Were you surprised with how pretty you were?
I guess I didn't think I was.
I think I could be a makeup
pretty,
artist,
but I did have it was weird. A couple people, I think it was because of the makeup and the. I didn't have fake eyelashes, but I have long eyelashes, and when I had mascara on, they were really long. And people thought it looked pretty.
I could be a makeup artist. I'm not going to lie. I did a pretty good job. I will say when we walked into the party,
people
everyone
know
was
who
like
we were.
Looking at us and they were like,
it was like dead silent.
It was
like,
so awkward.
Hey guys, it's Jordan and Sydney. But
and they were like, no way. I'm like, okay, that was really awkward. Everyone's just kind of looking at us like, who invited them? Like, who the hell is that?
I have to tell you, we have a group chat with like some of our friends from like the Candid. I don't think you're in it, but they were screenshotting you and being like, yo, this guy, he's actually hot. What did we say? Yeah. Was it you who said it or was it Jay?
It was Jay. It was Jay.
He was like, I'd do it. Like,
they were like, talking so about you in the good. Chat. But then, okay, my friend made me a very, very strong cocktail, though. This is kind of embarrassing. And we get in the car. And I don't really remember it, but he had to take my contacts out.
I was driving, by the way.
He was driving. He was sober. Cocktail.
I don't remember it, but I got behind the car.
Well, no, we were in the car. I told him about 14 times that I was like, my friend X made me a really strong cocktail. Like, I'm kind of feeling it. And then I'd kind of like sit back and I'd be like, she made me with such a strong cocktail. Like, I'm feeling it right now. Like,
I know
Buzz.
You are.
I told him so
was.
Many times.
Okay. He's like, Sid, I know you're feeling Buzz.
Lord, help me. Anyway.
The colored contacts she had got stuck like in her eye and she wouldn't let me take them out. It's like, you have to open your eye. She's like, I am. Like, no, you're not.
Okay, but
so I had to pry them open while I'm driving.
I've never freaking had contacts, so I don't know how to get my finger in my eye.
Girl, I do that shit every day.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
I love, love, love the straight kind of moments. Ben, we're going to skip you this week. So sorry. Next week, we'll get back to you.
We love you, though.
Okay?
We love you, Ben.
So back to what I was saying. Sorry about that. How did you guys meet?
Go ahead, babe.
Oh, you want me to tell? Okay. Jordan and I met, actually, technically, through Sophie over here.
What?
She was teaching her last class at Alter, and we had, like, I remember we had kind of, like, gotten to know each other a little bit, and I came to your last class at Edina, and we worked out, and there was this guy behind me who was checking out the booty, and then I remember I just went home, whatever, did my thing, and then Sophie's like, hey, would you ever want to hang out with my buddy Jordan?
I didn't set it up like that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. Yeah, but I didn't know Jordan was like.
Oh.
I remember just Jordan be like, hey, do you and Sid want to come on the boat? You know? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, we will.
Just go, whatever. And then, I was like, oh, I get it.
You're like, I get it. But then we did a boat day and I was like, yeah, well, I guess we'll jump onto the boat and do the thing. And then we met and he surfed and I surfed and. It was kind of like there was a dolphin that jumped in the air and it was love. So
it was love. Okay, so that was like the repeat question. So I'm not going to ask we already know who made the first move, all that stuff, right?
Yes.
How was your now we have to answer it. Who made the first move?
Me.
You did, yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, did. Jordan did.
Kiss. Okay. Mm-hmm. How has your relationship progressed since you met? Oh. And I want mentally and I also want physically.
Okay.
We want the
you got to go first, then Jordan.
I have to go first.
Yes.
Well, obviously, it's been 2.5 years now.
Yep.
Ish. So we live together, which is a really big change from when we were originally dating. I think we communicate a lot better. That's probably the biggest one, just because we trust each other more and talk more and all those types of things. I guess. Physically, it's like we live together, so you have to make sure you don't get into the roommate phase that everybody talks about, which can be hard because we're both really independent people and do a lot on our own. So, yeah, I mean, those are probably the two biggest things. I think all for good, though. Nothing in a bad way.
How do you get out of the roommate phase? Like, what do you guys
do? We make time for date night. usually once a week, sometimes twice a week if we're lucky.
Yeah.
We also have that little game.
We have the intimacy game. Yeah, the red game from Amazon.
We're not really strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd just like that.
We just pick up a couple cards every night when we're in the bathroom, like getting ready for bed, and just ask random questions and talk.
Well, it gets you out of the like, what did you do today? Yeah. And I'm like, I did the fucking same shit I do every single day. I had a bad dinner. I kind of had a wacky day. And now I'm standing here in the bathroom and you're just standing behind me and you want to hang out, but I'm angry. It's like, it gives you a question to talk about to like remember, okay, we're good. We're just hanging out. Like
sometimes it brings up like a little bit of like that game when me and Pat played it. Definitely. It's like, sometimes we get in a little like, not like fights, but like it can bring up a little bit of arguments because it's things that need to be said that haven't been said.
Yeah.
It's almost like therapy, but it's like the safe way to do therapy without being like, hey, do you want to go to a therapist?
Well, I will say that Jordan and I have completely different communication styles, which you can probably just tell from listening to how we talk, right? Like I'm very like, bah! Yeah. And he's very like soft-spoken, thinks about what he's going to say. And I think it helps us because in the beginning I was like, how is this going to work? Like, how are we going to be in a relationship if he's extremely quiet and introverted and doesn't say everything he feels the minute he feels it? Like that game really actually helps talk about the things that we don't talk about and gets him out of his shell and gets me to think through, okay, logically, what should I be talking about when we're talking about like, how do I feel or how that made me feel or do I want more intimacy or what bothers you about the other person, etc.
It sounds like we're making a plug for this game. But no, like Like we actually bought it. Like it's called We Are Not Really Strangers. I think they have a few different types you can do with your friends. You can do a, like a romantic one. Yeah. But do you want to answer how your relationship has progressed?
I would say in the beginning, I was really so much, I feel like this is embarrassing to even say, but you live like kind of for the other person, like making sure like, am I like ready for date nights with this person? Like I, you know, I went to his place all the time and I feel like I was very much doing it for him and like not being as, what's the word? Convenient for myself and my life. And I think I'm really independent, so I just am like so hard on myself with that type of thing. But now it's like it really, we understand each other more and we can communicate more. And after like getting over the hump of starting the podcast, that was like our biggest, I think, like halt, like in the wall of like, oh my God, what are we going to do here?
What do you mean by that?
So when I started the podcast, Jordan was extremely supportive, but he was like, please be careful about what you talk about on it. You know, like that, which was fair.
Like
right?
When two girls started a podcast, like at that moment when Call Her Daddy was big, like we thought we were going to be talking about, this is how I suck this dick. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like not exactly what we were going to do.
No, exactly.
So there's definitely, I mean, if I had a boyfriend at the time, I would have the same worries myself. And I guarantee my boyfriend would too.
It's hard to picture because if we had the podcast right now and let's say Jordan and I started dating now, he knows what he's getting into. Like Pat knew what he was getting into. He had the podcast. Yeah. He didn't listen to it yet, but he had it, right? But here I am coming on the podcast. This is my boyfriend. This is the person I do sexual things with. I'm going to talk about those things. And he's like, no, like I don't want those things out there for my family and my coworkers to hear. And then I'm like, well, you can't limit what I talk about because it's my life, but I also respect you and don't want to ruin it. So how the heck do we navigate this? And then it creates friction and irritation. And I'm like, I'm my independent self. I want to do what the hell I want to do because in other relationships, I wasn't. And I'm not going to allow myself to be that person that I don't want to be because it always causes problems in the end. So we worked through it and he started to see what the podcast actually was about. And I said that I know my own personal boundaries. And if I know those, then I shouldn't be crossing his. So it just kind of evolved. And truly that with all of that, getting to know him on such a deeper level, I think we're both like very closed off people. So intimacy was not as easy as every other like relationship or like how maybe you'd assume it should be, but that's a problem, right? We make assumptions of how it should be. So now it's doing astronomically better. Like we put an effort towards it, right? Like it's not as scary, but we still have stuff to work on. But here's the thing is like, when are you not going to have stuff to work on in your relationship? And it's kind of nice to work on something together because you understand each other more. So hope that helps somebody.
That was great. Okay, answer. Good. Anything to add to that?
Did I blab? I have had.
No, you did a blab. I was very intrigued.
To add, no, I really don't think so.
So how do you feel? What is it like being in a relationship with someone that is public with their life on the pod? Like, have you come to peace with it? Like, how has it changed since the beginning?
Well, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't listen as much.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's 100 fucking episodes. Yeah. What the hell?
In the beginning, I was listening every week and kind of just, you know, you want to know what's being talked about and what's going on. And now it's a little bit probably less of that. I still tune into some things and I'll watch the reels and things
my
like that.
My boyfriend doesn't listen either.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the full podcast. Some I will if Sydney says, you know, this is a really good episode or it's something that I'm actually intrigued about, I would. But I think podcasting or just our lives in general, like our generation, especially you all's generation, is very public as it is. Everything's all over Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and everything. So I think it's just kind of more normalized now than it has been before. So that makes things a bit easier. And quite honestly, I like you guys and I love all of Sydney's friends. And I mean, it's just life. So I'm not bothered
by
it.
I love that.
The world comes round, people. You got to fight for what you believe in.
You do. And
but the things that I said early on are still...
They're the same.
Relevant, they're still the same.
Yeah.
It's just, it was already out there and she respects it. And I mean, there are parts of my life that I don't want to be out there for the world to see. Probably like how she wouldn't want me to golf 7 days a week. Right? Like you
make
sacrifices and give and take for the person that you love. So
what are the boundaries you have with the podcast? Can I ask?
You can. I don't talk about ex like hookups or anything like that. Just like out of respect for him, like especially in detail, it just is like not really respectful to him.
Absolutely.
And he's expressed that. And anything that would there isn't something that comes to my mind, but like, let's say there was something really humiliating that happened like between us during like a sexual encounter that was harmful to him or
like Jordan shit a little bit or something.
Well, I probably tell that. I probably would tell that. I'm not going to lie, but something that like really would harm his feelings. Like think about how insecure you could get about something.
Absolutely.
Then I wouldn't tell that.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's basically it. Also, I mean, I try to keep his family out of it just because I love them and respect them so much. I wouldn't want them to interpret something incorrectly.
And what's interesting is like, it's crazy how far we have come. And like, I think the key point is like, oh my God, my parents are going to hear this or Jordan's mom's going to hear this. But I may have mentioned this before, but when you're starting something and you do kind of want to try to be a little bit more open, like you have to talk like no one's listening. Like just like you would with your friends. And I don't recommend that to everyone, but if you are trying to like maybe start a podcast or like don't worry about the one person you're afraid is going to hear the story or obviously in the right sense, like you don't want to hurt
anyone's
feelings, but like do it for yourself, not for the one person who might be a hater or
agreed.
Some shit, right?
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Tips for going through a rough patch.
Oh.
Has it all been easy sailing? Like, have you guys had challenges?
Have we had a big rough patch?
I think we did. Well,
it's like I did.
Well, I was battling. No, I'm just kidding. I will say there were two that come to mind, and the one is funny and the one is not, okay? The one that was funny was it was right in February. So we had been dating for
I don't know either
about,
of these, by the way. So I'm
yeah, he's like, what the hell are you talking about? No, it was 8 months in. And I remember I started getting in my head and I started panicking because I'm like, oh my God, I think I feel a tickle of love and it's freaking me out.
I remember this one.
And I'm like, oh God, I'm like, I think I love this guy, but I'm so freaked out. Like, what the hell? I haven't loved anybody since like this other intense situation. Like, And so we were in bed and it was like the night before Valentine's Day. And I was like, I think I was getting my period and I started to cry. And he's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I just don't know if you love me, okay? I'm like, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I just don't know what I'm doing. Cause if you don't, then what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Like I was a wreck. Okay. And he goes,
every girl relates.
He just goes, oh my God. And he gets up and starts walking towards the door, turns, goes to the cabinet, grabs this photo. He picks it up. It's a painted photo of Jordan and I that he got me for Valentine's Day because he was going to tell me, I love you and you mean a lot to me. And that's like difficult for me to say. And he was ready to say it. And I was 1 day too early having a mental breakdown.
Oh.
Yeah. Very funny, Sid.
Oh, Jordan, that's cute.
That wasn't a rough patch, though.
Well,
that's just a thing that happened.
Oh, it was rough for me. It was rough for me. I was battling.
I guess I mean more of like
a rough
this
patch.
This is like a breakup situation.
Yes.
Like, how do we get through?
Yes.
How do we get through this? Like,
have
how do
we
you
had
go
that?
Through?
Yes, we have.
When? Because I don't think we have.
Okay, so
I've never thought I'm going to break up with this person.
No, not Giordano. So in the middle of the relationship, probably a little bit after.
Right,
no, probably a little bit after that, like, I love you situation, he I started thinking a little bit more realistically about California. It was in between my job switches. So I was like, I think it's about time I go. And he was like, well, are you like wanting to do like long distance? And I'm like, yeah, I want to do long distance. He's like, cause I'm not going to come with you. And I'm like, in my mind, when my gut went to first was like, why wouldn't you go somewhere for your significant other if like, cause I would do that for somebody. Like, why are you not doing that for me? And I'm like, is that a breaking point for me? Like, because I want to be able to pick up and move to, across, I mean, honestly, across the world at some point for a year or like 6 months and try something different and think outside the box and live outside the box. So like for him to say, I'm not going to move to California with you, like really, really bugged me. And, we had around that time, we had had a few communication issues where like he was very, like short in communication and he was very busy at the time. And I just felt like I was like, this third
was also
priority.
Probably in his, you're also probably in your head about the move. And so like, it was just a whole miscommunication for
and
sure.
When I would come over, we would go to bed and that was it. And we'd wake up and I had to leave at like 6 a.m. So it just felt very much like we're not making set specific time for each other. And like, that's not something I'm going to continue doing. But the best part about us is when you have an aggressive one, hi, how are you? And you got a little quiet one, I am not going to keep my mouth shut. And so I brought it up to him and he always is the reasoning and the head behind it. But I promise you, if you let it continue and you don't communicate it, nothing will change. So we brought it up. You have to talk about it. You have to be real and raw. And I said exactly what I just said to the camera to Jordan. And that's how we fixed it, because we started talking about it. We started telling our reasons why. We started telling us why that makes sense to each other. And like, we sat down and we didn't yell and we didn't run away from it and we didn't wait for a different time and we didn't say that ruined our night. Like, we just had an adult conversation.
Love.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. I said to go.
What?
I said to go.
Oh yeah, he told me to go. He's like, go. I'll come visit you on the weekends. Like,
you guys
I just,
could easily, it would, you could, it'd be a fine. You'd be totally fine.
And it wouldn't be forever, so it's like, okay. Anyway,
but I'm not
so
moving
then,
to California. It's not my gig.
It's not his thing. I'm like, I gotta respect that too, you know? Like,
and maybe maybe in the future there's a place you both want to go to. You know what I mean?
Like
you
Arizona.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to Arizona.
If I moved to Arizona, so it would be like, okay, well, I'll go.
Oh, yeah,
and
exactly.
Then you go.
Yeah.
That's actually how it would go.
On the road,
I would.
Oh, you're
know
going?
I would.
Oh, okay, I'll go.
Jordan, question for you. Why do you think your relationship works so well?
Go back to communication, because we're really good at communicating and fixing, I wouldn't even call them problem or issues. They're just normal, everyday things. That's
a good part about you, though. You're really good at seeing what actually is an issue and what's not. Like, I respect that in him, because it felt like there was breaking points in all my previous relationships where like we'd have a disagreement and the guy would be like, it's not supposed to be this difficult.
You're like, it's the end of the world. They're like, it was like, just a piece of toast.
Yeah. And you're like, what the hell? Like, oh my God, it shouldn't be this difficult. You ruined my night. And it's like, why are we being so dramatic? And I'm supposed to be the dramatic one. You know what I mean? So he sees it in the real light. And is like, that's not a big deal.
Our we have the same, even though we're different socially, we're both really independent. Like, we have the things that we like to do and we have hobbies. And I think we both respect each other for doing those hobbies. And we're okay being at home by ourselves or out with our friends by ourselves and not having to always be by each other's side. That is really helpful. And then just kind of all of the, you know, normal things that I would consider in life, we do a lot of the same of. We're both very active. You know, we like to go work out. We're both foodies. We like to travel. Food. You know, like, we have the same interests. So I think that always helps. So we're best friends too.
Oh, there it is. Eee.
Okay, I'm trying to think if there's any more I want to ask before we get into the game.
Oh, God.
I think we should play the game.
Okay.
So, make sure this camera is good for a little, you know, TikTok segment. So what I'm going to have you do is you're both going to go somewhat back to back.
Okay.
Okay. So you can start.
Just like
go
the
back
game
back.
They play at weddings where you have to say who does what.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the whole thing. And if you're listening and you're not on YouTube and you can't see them pointing, I will recap it at the end. We have about 12 of these. So I'll ask like, who is more? And I ask the question and then you either point at yourself or you point at the other person. So point. Okay.
How about we put our hand up if it's the other person, or you point at yourself?
Yeah, I like
okay,
that.
Okay, put out your hand up if it's the other person. Okay. Yeah,
so hand up nice and high with the point if it's the other person, or you're pointing at yourself.
I hope I don't have pit stains. Okay.
This is going to be goody, good, good. This is like a TikTok
trend. What's a good score? Like 10 out of 12?
No, because you're supposed to like disagree a little bit. It's
good.
It's supposed to be funny.
Okay.
So I'm going to start. Okay. Who is more romantic? And you have to answer like within, I can't see. I'm going to have to come over here. I'm going to start. Who is more romantic? Because I missed it. Okay. Who apologizes first? Who spends more money?
I have to ask a question. Like,
nope, that's all. Who spends more money in general? Who's more patient? Who has a stronger sex drive? I love it. Who takes longer to poop? Who's more stubborn? Oh, cuties. Who farts more? Who's smarter? Who gives better presents? Who wears the pants? Who wants to get married first? Oh, sorry. Okay, that was it.
Oh my God, that was kind of fun.
That was good, you guys.
That's cute. How do we do? I'm excited to hear.
Here's the recap.
I couldn't tell what he was doing, so I'm excited.
I know, that's the point.
Okay.
Who's more romantic? You both said Sid. Who apologizes first? You both pointed at each other.
Oh, cute.
Who spends more money? Jordan.
Yep.
Who's more patient? Jordan. Who has a stronger sex drive? You both pointed at Sid.
Yes.
Who takes longer to poop? Sid.
Yes.
Who's more stubborn? You both pointed at each other.
Oh, really?
Who farts more? Jordan. Who's smarter? Jordan. Who gives better presents? Sid. Who wears the pants? You guys pointed at each other. Or you point at yourselves. Sorry. At yourself.
You think you wear the pants?
No, wait, you pointed at each other.
No, I pointed at myself
for who wears
pants.
I pointed at myself.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
You think you wear the pants?
Yes. Did you point at yourself for who's smarter?
Yeah,
he did.
You pointed at yourself? You thought you're smarter?
You tell me I'm smarter all the time, so I knew that's what you would answer.
Oh my
God. She's being nice.
I was trying to be nice. You're supposed to put me too.
You're supposed to point at me.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then Jordan wants to get married first.
Oh, little peanuts.
You pointed at me. Mm-hmm.
Cuties. That was fun. I love that.
Pretty good then.
We did pretty good.
You guys did great.
We're pretty aligned.
It was a cute one.
Oh, wait, that was a fun little game.
Sid took my sex drive and it just like transferred into your body. I love
it. She's younger.
How does she initiate it?
Usually just tells me.
Oh, she's like, can we have sex?
No, Jordan, think about it. What do I do?
Scratch my back.
Ooh.
I just start to little touches. You know what I mean?
Cute.
And then that's how it escalates usually. I don't know. It's fun.
I like that tactic.
Or a classic, like let's say you shower and like then you shower on vacation and then you just kind of like, oh,
shake your booty a little
bit. You're naked on the bed. And you're like, oh, oops. How did I get here?
So sorry. Jordan's like, no comment.
He's like, no comment. We're not talking about
that. We have some listener questions. These are a little bit more funny and fun and quick. Okay. Pet peeves of each other.
Jordan knows his for me so easy. So go. Why don't you go ahead?
Just start reeling them off.
What? How many are there?
Well, I mean, they're just normal thing. Well, yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah,
here we go.
Sydney does the classic Minnesota goodbye. Like she cannot say goodbye to something. Like
I've noticed this with Sid too. That's why sometimes
I'm completely fine Irish goodbying. She is.
This is why when I leave the podcast studio, I go, I'm leaving.
Yeah, Sydney like will sit and talk and keep going. And no, it is like because I'm not that way. I'll just say, hey, see you guys. And everybody wait. See you later. I think it's also
a
guy girl thing.
Sid.
She brings like 10 things in the car. Food, yeah. Water.
I love snacks.
Does she use any of them?
Yeah, she usually does, but it's just a little
It's like
of,
literally
of
like here to here to here to here. I go to all of my like drinks. I'm like, can you hand me that? Can you hold this for a second?
Yep.
What I pull up with.
She has this tendency to say that she like knows everybody. Like Ben and Soph will be talking and be like, oh yeah, my friend, you know, Sarah. And she'll be like, Sarah, oh my God, I think I know who that is.
I've noticed that too. Like,
Sydney,
oh God,
they're
yeah,
talking about
friend.
Like a trip to a random person in Arizona. You have no idea who that is.
No, that's the funny thing is usually I do. Yeah. And you're like, then you're like, how the hell do you know that person? I'm like, I don't know. I just do.
The same thing. Yeah, it'd be the same thing. She knows everybody. So it's yeah, like we can't go anywhere. And it's not even like podcast. She just knows them.
Yep.
Like, oh, yeah. Sorry. We used to go to the same dentist. Okay, it's just
okay.
Really
I like to
but
say
that's
hi
what happens
everybody.
When you talk to everybody. Yeah, so
that's
Yeah, those are probably the
and
big,
you get and you get coffee with anymore? Everyone.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah,
coffee.
She gets coffee with everyone.
I love it.
Yeah, those are what make her like her. It. So it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Aw. Okay. That's so nice.
Your turn.
You pick your nails in the bed. I hate that so much. Like he picks his toes, and I'm like, no.
And the I like do. The nails go
you
like
do,
in the
yes,
bed sheets.
No, I put them
no,
on not, the ground.
No,
you,
well, yeah. Either way, ew. Like,
oh,
I
do that too.
So
vacuums.
Much.
I
for my, when are you vacuuming?
I vacuum a lot.
But like,
I clean a
like
lot.
You have that meant, little, like you have a few days that pass while those like little you know things flick around the room. It's just icky.
Okay. Well, listen to this. So,
okay, oh God,
Pat clips his toenails in the toilet. I'm like genius. Why have I never thought of that? Yeah. I always clip my toenails in the bed too. But I gather them and I put them on the desk.
Oh, I've done that before.
And
I
then
like
I'll
to
wipe them off and throw them
you
away.
Guys.
I like to like play with them.
Is that bad?
Play with yeah. them. I bite my fingernails and I stick it between my teeth.
Oh my
God. Ooh, I don't do that.
Like floss.
That's weird.
No, okay. Stop.
It's just
sorry.
Kind of a habit. It's not like I'm doing it on purpose to throw them on the floor. It's just yeah. a habit. Like I'm a picker. I pick my nose. Too,
oh
which
my
I
God.
Want to say.
It's not like you're clipping your toenails and throwing them on the floor.
No,
you're
no. I pick.
No, he picks,
oh,
and I'm talking about toenails, like not fingernails. It's just oh, even worse. It's
yeah,
icky.
My
it's
nails are always like that. Hannah's not happy with me.
Yeah, Hannah, the nail lady. He has the same nail lady as me.
Shut up.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh,
I'm
my
serious.
God, you get your nails
big
done?
Big mani-pedi yes. guy.
He loves to be pampered. That's something hilarious about
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you took him to get a mani-pedi for his birthday,
yeah.
didn't
I like
you?
Getting haircuts. Yeah. I like getting mani-pedis.
He goes
I
to
like
my haircut,
massages.
Hairstylist, I mean. He goes, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys should do body massages. That's hot.
We
I know.
Do that Ooh. On vacation a lot.
Yeah. We do like spa
We just
nights.
Did one when we were at my friend's wedding in Cabo, but it was yeah. a deep tissue, and I almost started crying. It was so hard.
Oh, God.
He was like, oh.
Oh, no, I meant like give each other massages.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
we
do
that too.
Sometimes
oh,
yeah. too.
Yeah. No, the other pet peeves of him would be like he's a fact checker. Like I'll say like something I know is true. Like I'm like this percentage of this, whatever. And he'll be like, oh, really? Really? What? And he'll pick up his phone and we'll continue to be talking about things. And he's looking it up on Google, making sure that I'm 100% right. And I'm like, why do you have to check if I'm right? Like, just trust my word that I'm freaking right.
Tad's like that too.
I know, but I'm like, God dang it. I'm like, take my freaking word for it, man.
Because the last thing you want to do is like my have God. That and it not be right. And then you say it and somebody's like, what are you talking about?
Okay, Mr. Serious.
I think that's a guy thing because I find myself doing that too.
What the hell?
Because guys always want to be fucking right.
I know.
Yeah, it guys want to know. Nuts. Just we're just, you know, get A to B. What? Facts, you know.
They don't
yes, want to no.
be. They don't want to sound dumb. And
oh
we're
my
like,
God!
Be you. Be dumb if
be
you want to be
dog.
Dumb.
Be you. And the other pet peeve I have of him is when we get on the phone in the car and he calls. I call him while I'm in the car. He goes, "What, babe?" I'm like, "Okay, sorry."
I always know. Answer in case something is wrong, and there's never well, anything wrong, which is
wants
a good
to chat
thing.
Because she's driving.
I know I she do. Does, but like, call somebody else. Like, I know that you talk
so
to your friends.
Savage.
You talk to your mom. You talk to all your friends. Like, if you're truly just calling to kill the time in the car and I'm at home
I'm not killing
working
time.
Or hitting golf balls or doing something
hitting
like
golf balls, doing boy things.
I'm about to talk to you when you get home, when we have dinner and we're hanging out. Like, I'm about to hear all of it. I don't need it. For 20 minutes on the phone. I'm about
okay,
to see you.
Okay, all right.
It is funny because when you are driving and I'm like getting ready for the podcast, but you have a longer drive, you'll call me too.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, like I'm going to go. Like, because yep. I have yeah. things to be like, okay, sounds good. Like you're just so carefree because you know you have a little more of your
well,
drive.
Well, and the thing is, if you it's decline so the call and then call her back in 2 minutes, she'll decline because she's already on the phone
well,
with somebody
else.
So I'm like, if you were just calling me, like just call somebody else if that's what you're going to
do.
Do
you ever sit with yourself?
Yeah, I do actually. Okay. I sit in the car a lot with no sound.
With no calls.
Nope, no calls, yeah. no
she
music.
She sits in
nothing.
Our room sometimes too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
I sit
actually
in quiet.
Reads books.
I know, that's being funny. I'm just ADHD brain.
I know. Well, I am.
Have that. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Jordan, do you remember the first time Sid farted in front of you?
Yeah, because it was recently.
Let's hear.
Mexico.
Was
I
that
had a little
Mexico?
Taco. It hurt my tummy.
Was that in Mexico?
Yes, it was Mexico.
It sounded
it was
like
recently.
A, like a... I don't, well, this is what yeah, I would imagine a dying cat sounds like. It was one of those where like you're trying to keep
that
it in, but it has
cute.
To get out. Yeah.
Sounds cute.
And I just look at her and
cute.
I was like.
I had no idea.
You just farted.
And
I was
I
like, no.
I am shocked that that was the first time she farted.
It was
in
just
front
a little
of you. I'm going to be real.
She doesn't like to talk about pooping yeah. or farting or anything. And I'm kind of the opposite.
Yes,
which
I think
is so
it's funny.
Interesting. I know he's like thinks it's hilarious, and I'm like, well, it's kind of like I don't know. That's my only like icky private. I'm like, ah,
It's because your mom was like,
which
that.
Is okay. Yeah. I'm completely fine with her doing that, but it's funny.
I have a question. So would it have been a turnoff if Sid farted in front of you, like on the fifth date?
Depends on what like her sister farts in front of me all the time, but like we'll just be Taylor's eating be dinner. We'll just be eating dinner and she'll do it. Taylor's like that's gross. Like
she's gonna be pissed. They have the funniest relationship though, you guys.
I love Taylor.
Oh my god. They are like brother and sister. They'll come in and he'll go, "What's up, bitch?" And she's like, "You look ugly as fuck." It's like it's so funny.
Yeah. I love so that would be a turn off. But like, you know, if it's just, you know, like what she did and it's on accident, then it's not that bad.
So you can toot, guys. Just fifth date, let it out if you need
Let it out.
How do you manage financial differences? And I think the reason why I want to ask this too is because we were talking about having a podcast about this a while ago. Because it's like, I think we talked about it for a little bit, but I just want to hear your take.
We do need to have a financial like person on again, like really soon. I was asking Ryan, our financial advisor, about it. But go ahead, Jordan.
I think when you get to that point where you share finances or like you're buying things because you live together or whatever it is. I don't know if we do this on purpose or subconsciously, but most of it's like relative. So if, you know, one person makes X and the other makes Y and something is $100, you know, somebody pays for 70% of it and the other pays for 30, right? Like, so it's relative cost to what each individual.
Way simpler than I thought.
We don't want to like makes. F each other over. And the thing is like, if you feel guilty about it, like I felt really guilty like one time about something that he purchased for us to go do. And I was like, you know what? Like, I just had to tell him. I'm like, I feel really weird about it. Like, I feel guilty. Like, do you feel like it's unfair? And he's like, no. And I'm like, do you feel like I owe you money? And he's like, no.
Well, because I did that.
Because
straight up ass.
Yes, because that's the only way to figure it out. And I'm like, okay, so I'm all right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page and like we'll continue splitting things. And okay, good.
Like things for the house. Yeah, you know, she gets things and I get things and we talk
about
how
much
they cost.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the things.
Do you, so like when you go out to dinner, would you say that like split could also be like when you guys have like a date night, like you could also be like, oh, 60-40 or... I'm just wondering, like, me and Pat, for example, I've never really talked about it yet. Yeah. Like, we're still somewhat new to that realm. And I don't know who makes more money, really. Like, we literally haven't talked about it. And it's so weird that we literally know everything else about each other. But it's so weird to bring it up.
Finances.
So, like, when I want to go to a sushi date.
Guys are a lot more financially, like, driven and conscious. Mm-hmm. It's like a...
Yeah, he won't go to Mexico with me because he's like, it would be financially irresponsible. I'm like...
Yeah. Guys are a lot more financially conscious, I think. So it's always in the back of guys' minds, or I think it's in guys' minds a lot more, just generally speaking. But like when we go out, sometimes like Sydney will pay and I'll tip or vice versa. And it depends on where we're going, it depends on a lot of different things.
I feel like a lot of it would be like my idea. I'd be like, can we go to the sushi spot? Like, I really want to try it. And then it's like, oh, oops, the bill's $300.
I know, oopsie. Thanks,
but it was my idea. So like, I'll pick it up, but like, no,
I
like,
know.
You know, so I don't know,
if
but
you
I
feel
like
weird
that,
about
like
it,
relative, the relativeness of it.
If you feel weird about it, throw your card in, split it down the middle. You know what I mean? If you're like, I should have probably maybe paid for this one in whole or say it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes he won't let me. Sometimes I take it all. You know what I mean? Sometimes we split it just as like, I don't know, whatever we're feeling. And we just talk to each other. Like, it's like, are you getting dinner? Cause I got last week. I'm like, oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then it's over. You know what I mean? Don't stress it.
Love. Okay. First impressions of Sid's family.
Oh, I love all of them.
Yeah. Taylor was so sweet at first and then she turned into a little demon.
She was always a little demon. You
she
can
was
see
a
where
little
Sydney
demon.
Gets herself from when you meet all three of like the immediate family.
Yep.
Mom,
dad,
exactly.
And sister.
Uh-huh.
There's a little piece of every one of them and it's hilarious.
Aww. I can see that though too.
Yeah.
Well, what do you love most about each other? Y'all have to pick something. Who wants to go first?
You can go first because I've been doing a lot of talking.
Okay. I can only pick one. I know. Whenever I get asked a question like this, there's so much pressure.
I know. Me and Pat had like a little, when we got asked this question, we both kind of freaked out. We were like, and like you had like 10 seconds. So I'll just keep talking until you both have a moment. Okay. One thing.
I know. Oh, I do too. Go. I know. Mine is, she goes,
I had a seizure then.
I know. What happened?
Mine is that, I'll just, because it plays into everything with that she is so driven to do things and goes all in on stuff, kind of like me. And that's what I think makes her attractive. I think it's what makes our communication good. I think we're on the same page with a lot of things because I do those same things as well. So that's what I would say.
I'm crying a little tear. I'm crying a little tiny tear.
The little words of affirmation, girl.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, I'm loved.
You guys got to tell each other that every night.
I know.
What do you love most about each other? Something different.
I think there's a few things, but obviously I'll pick one. A few things. There's a few things I love about you.
There's like two, I think.
It honestly is that I'm in a relationship that makes me better. And like, I think I've said that on the podcast before, but like you're never doing things that I'm like, God, that like is really below me or beneath me in like maturity level or like different things like that. Like the way he reacts to things like makes me want to be better. The way that you're driven and you do work makes me want to be better. Like you don't let me think of myself less than what I am. And therefore like you make me better. So like the way that you are, the drivenness, the kindness, the maturity, like is all what I admire.
You make each other better.
Yeah, we do.
Sure.
We bring things out of each other. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
And I think that's like such a key in any relationship because that's what stood out. I feel like in my relationship too, yeah. It's like every past fling I've ever had, it's like, I wouldn't say like a good person, but like, I want to be a better person for them.
Yes.
Right. And I think that just shows how much love and dedication you guys have towards each other. So it's amazing. So cute.
It's cute. I just want to say this because I think this is really special. It's like he isn't a words person and I am. Mm-hmm. But what you have to listen for sometimes is their love language and his is acts of service. And he'll just do things and not include me or like involve me so that it's not like a bother to me, which is like an act of service, which is a showing of love. And I was like, that's really like... At first I was like, wait, tell me you love me because Jesus. Yeah. And he's like, did you not notice that I didn't include you in this, 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 and I just did all these things so that you wouldn't have to deal with it? And I was like, oh, shit.
That's a love. Really good point because if you take this, like, you know, the love language quiz with someone, you know, and yours is quality time and theirs is acts of service. The goal, right, is to make sure the other person feels loved. So, like, you should give her words of affirmation. You should give him acts of service. But a lot of times we still do what we want for ourselves. So, like, it's a good way to be like, okay, like, he's doing this for me. Like, he still does love me. But, like, obviously still challenge yourself to, like, flip it around and do what he wants and she wants, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cute. Aww. You guys, I love it.
Quit it.
Okay, a listener did write in. So these are all listeners. One more. Is Sid the one? And Sid added this one. Just
kidding. Yeah, she is. We know that, though.
And we have a proposal on Straight Candid.
I'm going to get on a knee now if you see on viral. No, on TV. No.
We will never be doing that on the podcast.
We actually, like, don't talk about, like, marriage a lot. Like, that's not, I don't know, we're both not like that. I think, like, some people are like, our kids' names are going to be this, and we're going to have this and this and the whatever. And we're just both not like that. We're very, like, realists, I guess I would call it. But we know that. We are each other's person. You know what I mean? So we just kind of know that because we're working towards the same thing. Mm-hmm. And when we first kind of admitted to it, it felt really special. Aww. Yeah.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough.
That's enough about my feelings. Okay. Also, do you hear this vibration sound?
Oh, my head is shaking.
It's like a car's bass.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Is someone just absolutely cranking their music?
Hey, 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 Jordan. Okay, so we talked a lot about love. We had some fun, but I know you're like a big finance guy or some shit. So we got a question.
or some shit.
So question for you, just because we have a lot of listeners that are in college or recently graduated. Biggest tip for someone who is coming out of college if they want to set themselves up for financial success? Like if you had to give one to two tips, what would you say?
The first tip would be start saving early. There's a lot of ways to do that, but the one would be like a 401k.
Which is what? I know what it is, but some people don't.
I don't know if it has an actual definition, like, but typically it's usually like it is a long-term savings that grows at X amount for, I think it's usually 30. So I'm not a financial advisor. I don't know all the, but like when I first started, the best advice I got was, try and max out your 401k every single year. And if you're lucky enough to have an employer that does a match, take advantage of that because you won't see it in your paycheck every month unless you like really dig deep. Mm-hmm. And then in 10 years, you'll look and be like blown away at what the amount is. So start saving early.
And most companies do offer this 401k.
Most do, if you have a traditional.
Make sure you ask and see if they match. If they do,
a lot of people don't know that. It's really,
it's crazy.
It's odd to me. Yeah, I was lucky enough to know because I had a boss that told me and my parents told me and they were like, you need to do this. Like, this is the one thing.
How fucked up is it that we never, all through college, no one told us that?
Yeah.
What if your company doesn't have a 401k? What would be the next tip you would say?
Well, a 401k that a company has is, and they typically will do a match, but if they don't, like, you can start a 401k on your own and it will grow.
Just like through like a Vanguard or something?
Fidelity, whatever. Okay. Or maybe find a financial advisor. There's a lot of people that, like, when they literally go to school to be financial advisors. Like, find someone you went to college with that you were friends with that's probably a financial advisor and have them help get you started.
Don't be afraid of them. They're not, like, you know, hustling you for money.
That's what I was afraid. Like, I know. I was like, well, are you going to take, like, percent when you, like, do this weird investing stuff into my stocks? Like, no, I just want it to grow. Like, I don't want anyone to, like, put shit in there. No, you're going to take percent of my stuff.
I know. You just have to get over that they're going to take a percent for moving it around to make it bigger.
I mean, they have a job too, right? Like that's what they do, and that's why you're paying them because you don't know how to do it. I mean,
but
there's
also
one thing I've learned in like people are experts at things and they go to school for things. Like, let them do what they do.
We can't always be the best at every little thing.
People want to do their own taxes. I can't tell you when I started having somebody do my taxes how much more money I was saving.
Oh my God.
Because they just
know
how to do taxes.
Yeah. You don't have to do it all by yourself.
No.
Love that. Okay, well, that's kind of the wrap up of this.
Yeah, Giordano.
Giordano.
It me.
I love how people on the live thought his name was actually Chad. I'm like, this is my new boyfriend, Chad. And then I give him a weird like kiss. And people are like, oh, Chad. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
I'm like, no, it's Jordan. We've been dating for a while. It's all good.
But
shout out Scotty Mixon, our little kitties. If you're listening,
you should put the YouTube on the TV and let them watch.
They'll just be like, meow.
Do you have a listener straight kind of moment for us?
Oh, my God.
OMG. So before we wrap it up, obviously, we can always share our listener straight kind of moments. And if you have one, please go to our link in bio. We have a submission form in there. And you can submit either a straight kind of moment or we have another submission form for advice. They're figuring out something right now. Do we need assistance?
Well, I think I sent them to Ben to vote on which one out of the three.
And you forgot.
Where are they? I never got them.
Via email because I'm on my computer.
Oh, that would have been good to specify.
Sid, I guess you have to pick one.
Okay,
you
have to pick I'm going to
pick
one.
I'll pick one.
Oh, yeah, let's
do
it.
One, two, or three?
Okay, fine. There's four.
There's four?
Yeah.
Should we let Jordan read it?
I can read it.
See where the numbers are?
Yep.
Okay.
Jordan, I'm just going to pick, how about number three?
Okay, go.
Recently, I moved to Iowa City for grad school, which has obviously been full of a bunch of big life changes. On one of my first days, I became friends with this guy. He was super nice, cute, and nerdy. We went out a few times, he paid for my drinks, and kept inviting me out. After coming out of a few bad and stressful relationships this past year, I was getting super nervous to date again. I texted him to tell him that I wasn't sure of his intentions, and I wanted to be upfront that I wasn't ready to date again. He responds to me by telling me he's had a girlfriend of 9 years.
Oh.
So awkward.
Wow.
That sucks.
And he's planning on proposing to her soon and wasn't sure how it hadn't come up yet. Now I just feel stupid and dumb. LOL. It's really hard to tell the difference between someone just being nice and someone who wants to actually date.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for reading that, Grandpa.
Great.
Hold on. I just want to...
No, what? What are you looking at?
We went out a few times. He paid for my drinks and kept inviting me out. I'm just...
He needed to like re-rate
that. I thought it was actually
person.
Like a date.
So it sounds like a date. If he paid... Listen, Linda.
Is it though?
Okay, wait, hold on.
Tell us. What are your thoughts?
It's hard. I mean, it's really hard to tell without knowing the exact context, but I have been out with friends that are of the opposite sex and had lunch and drinks and stuff and not had any intentions of...
True.
It is true. It is a little weird, though, that you weren't, like, they didn't know, like, oh, yeah, I have, like, a girlfriend of 9 years.
If
if I, for
whatever reason, were to do that now, I'd be like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend, Sydney.
Like, quick, just, like, quick drop it
somewhere. If it hadn't come up, in the first three or four times, yeah, that is.
It feels like a little bit of a hidden agenda, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Don't love, break up.
Wait, can we do two? Can we do two? Okay.
Sure. Oh, I'm like, see, I have okay, another one. This is another pet peeve. It's like, well, if you knew which one you wanted to read, why didn't you just read it in the first place?
No, not number two. I just meant another one.
Oh, like we're doing. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, another one. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
My God. Jeez.
But no, she does this at restaurants. She does this at restaurants.
I do this too.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
I do that every time.
I love the lamb chops. And I'll go, I'll have the pepperoni pizza. Like, why did you even ask? Like, I wanted him to say the pepperoni pizza.
But I want
to
hear what they think. So I can, like, if they're like the pepperoni pizza, you're like, oh my God. I was thinking that. But if they say lamb chops, you're like, for a split second, you're like, what would they taste like in my mouth? Still the pepperoni pizza.
Do I want a lamb chop? I don't think so.
Or then you go, Jordan, I think you should get the lamb chops. And then you get the pepperoni pizza, then you get both.
Ooh, we should try that next time.
Like, if you can't decide between A or B when you flip a coin, and, like, you immediately know which one you want when the coin's in the air, then, like,
all I gotta say is, he's a realist, and I have a lot of fun, okay? And I'm living in the fun side. So, anywho. All right, I got another straight candy moment for you. Sent in by a listener. About a month ago, I met this really attractive Navy pilot when I went to the coast. Super sweet, great time, but I was on vacation, so it was just a one-time thing. Didn't talk much after I left, but then we figured out we'd both be in the same city again for my college season's football opener. Sorry, that's hard to say. So we decided to try to meet up, and we were out with friends. I had a few drinks already, so I was feeling overly confident. Before we met up with the pilot boy, I showed my friends a picture of him from his Bumble profile because he's hot, and I had to show my girls, right? In all caps. Anyway, we went to a bar, and he was there, and before we went in, I showed my friends again his picture, and I joked, we are looking for this man, all right, holding up my phone.
Oh, God.
We met up with him and his buddies in the bar, and I was talking to them, and we were having a great time. I had to get out my phone to show them something, or whatever, I guess, who forgot to close out of their apps. So I opened my phone to a picture of this guy taking up my entire screen right in front of him.
Oh,
I'm not serious about this guy, and him and his buddies laughed, and it went really, they were very cool about it. We ended up going to a few shots after that and a bar after this. So after that, we parted ways, but holy shit, have I never felt more of a creep in my life.
That's not bad. You shouldn't feel creepy.
Why?
I was going to say.
Because all you have to do is tell the truth, which is,
yes, exactly.
I have never met you before, and I had this up on the phone, and I was showing my friends, hey, this is who we're looking for.
Okay.
I was not that hard.
No, I was literally thinking the same thing. I'm like, if she handled it, like, oh my God, and like X out and didn't mention anything
awkward
about it, like, absolutely fucking weird. But if you're like, I thought you were really hot, and I want to show my friends, and like,
that's totally cute. That's
like,
fun.
It's a turn on. Like, yeah. So I
tell the truth.
But people still always tell those stories like they're embarrassing. Yeah. And that's like kind of why we're here, to be like, yo, it's okay.
Yeah. Wait, she was embarrassed. I mean,
same thing happened to me. I literally was on a date with a girl, and I'd found her Instagram beforehand. And then, like, on the date, I was like, oh, you should like show me your Instagram. And I pull up the search bar, and she's right there at the top. And she's like, I'm right there. And I was like, yeah, I already found your Instagram.
Ben. She's probably like, okay.
I'm like, I don't have 41K for nothing. I know how to use this shit. Like,
he like sticks his butt out.
Acting like you never looked her up on Instagram before the date.
Says the meme guy with all the accounts. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to use this little Instagram app.
This just reminds me. I don't know if it's even really related. What? I don't know why I'm thinking of it. But like when I first started dating Pat Plant Daddy, I wanted to take, like, I was secretly trying to take photos and videos of him.
Oh, yeah, when you were at the date.
To send to my friends of, like, how hot he was, right? And we were working out at the gym, and oh, my God, he just looked so good. So I was, like, secretly, like, pretending to, like, switch my music while he was doing the calf raise machine, and I was, like, videotaping it, and then I sent it to you, Yana, yes. Emerson, and I was, like, wow, like, I was just secretly trying to
take
photos.
Did he ever find them?
How did you two meet? I don't know.
Hinge.
Oh, it was on a dating app.
Yep, dating app.
I remember his profile, actually, and I remember he was hugging a tree in one of the photos.
Yep,
I remember that.
And sitting on his mom's lap as a large man. I was just like, this is the one.
Sophie's like, don't you love his profile? I'm like, yes. It's interesting for sure.
There's honestly one of a kind for me, and it's him. It works.
Ah, Plant Daddy, we love you. Jordan, thanks for coming on. Thanks for being here again.
Awesome.
We like
studio.
You so much.
Thanks for having
me. Did you have fun?
It was great. I did have fun. Yeah.
Good.
He's just a quieter, like, you know, more mellow guy.
You did
a good job.
You were chatting. Do you have anything else to say to the listeners about life? What is your life advice?
Give them something.
Tell them straight.
Wow, that you really put me on the spot. No.
Why?
Do things that you love and find people that you enjoy spending time with.
Oh, it's so serious. I like this.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were good. I thought you were going to be funny.
No, and follow the Member Guest podcast.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Takeoff.
Yeah, tell ya. I know, R.I.P. to Takeoff, actually. That's really sad.
What?
One of the Migos guys died. He was shot and killed. He was 28 years old. Horrible.
I touched him once at a concert.
You touched an angel.
He goes, I touched that guy.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Just put your hand up. What did you touch his abs or something?
It was at the Super Bowl. It was at the Muse Event Center, and they were playing with Cardi B. Muse.
Oh, shit.
And I was literally right in the front row.
What did you grab for?
Nothing. They were just up there, you know, walking around.
His abs. Oh.
I have one thing to say.
Okay, what?
Because I appreciate when you guys come on and talk about your relationship, because I understand you guys more and more every time I'm with you two. And like, that's why we need to do some more double dates and stuff, because like, I get it. Like, I get why you work. And like, I just appreciate you both. Aww. And I'm so happy for you two.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I really
have
to say.
He's my little chicken. You know
but
what?
But you guys, thanks for joining. Next episode, 100th episode. Stay tuned. Stay lit. Follow the gram. It's at Straight Candid Podcast. And I'm at Candid Soph.
I'm at Candid Sid.
I'm at Ben Sarbacher.
I'm at Jordan B. Hagel.
You got to wait your turn, fool.
And Jordan's new podcast called At Member Guest Pod.
Yes.
Yeah. Podcast. It's for golfers, so if you don't like golf, it's okay.
He goes, it's okay. Yeah, go
but
cheer
But I know
him
you
on.
Guys have some, like, 23-year-old guys that follow you because you're funny and pretty and all those things. I bet they golf.
I was waiting for the pretty. I was like,
tell me I'm pretty.
Tell me.
Mm-hmm. If you did not listen to episode 98 yet, go check it out. It is amazing with Dana Patterson. 100 is going to be elite. We're going to do it live. So stick around. Stay tuned. Check out our Instagram if you haven't already, because we're going to put all the deets there. Okay. I'm saying it again. We love you. We miss you. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Jordan knew.
He must listen. He joined right along.
Bye.
He goes, bye.
Bye.
I don't use antiperspirant anymore. Oh no. I want to show you.
Ow.